Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Cleaning Nation, good to be back with you for our, I think this is going to be our last kind of afternoon live. Right now we're doing them at 4 p.m. or 4:30 p.m. Pacific. I believe we're going to start doing them 10 o'clock next week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 o'clock Pacific, just so they're always at the same time. You guys can get used to them. So for those of you checking out the podcast or the watching on the YouTube channel, won't make any difference to you. But those of you who like to join us live, it's going to start being same time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sydney's in the house. You make me so happy, Sydney. I think Mariana said she talked to you for a second today, and that made me think of you. So I'm glad you're here, sister. All right, today we are jumping into how to deal with bad and or angry customers. We did a training a couple times ago about what to do when you lose accounts, and it got such good feedback and people wanted to hear about it. Today we're going to do kind of a corollary, what to do with angry customers. Because the reality is, customers get pissed off. Not only do they tell the world and they quit and they do all sorts of stuff, they ruin your life, right? I've seen massive momentum with folks just go right in the toilet. Hey, Renee is here. Sydney's here. And I make her happy too. Big hug fest with Sydney. She's the best. I've seen a bad customer just ruin a week worth of work mentally for owners that were training, and they're so excited, everything's going good, and they're leading their team. And then one pissed off customer comes in, complains, just they can suck the life out of you. And the problem is, if we keep them and they continue to act that way, they can do it. Hey, Michelle, our brand new, newest, next level member. I am so excited to see you, Michelle, and so excited to be able to have you back in our universe. Can't wait to see you on the first training. All right. So the problem is, when customers complain, not only can it kill your mojo, kill your ability to lead, kill your ability to sell, and basically run your company, if it's a customer that stays with you for a while, they can do it over and over and over if they keep complaining. So we're going to talk about how to deal with that so you never have to kind of deal with the chronic problems, and we kill all of that. The problem is, the cost on this is insidious because we all know Daisy in the house. Now it's starting to get to be a party. We all know that it is so, you know, I hate to even say it because it's been said so many times, but it's true. It is so much. I don't know the numbers. I've heard 4 times. I've heard 10 times, but it is worlds cheaper to keep a customer than it is to sell a new customer. I'm sorry. I can't look at the chat anymore because Michelle's talking. Everyone's talking. It's going to make me stay off track. So obviously it's so much more expensive to get new customers than it is to keep regular customers. So we gotta plug that hole in your boat. But also we know that a constant stream of upset customers is just going to kill any ability to grow your business, right? So we've got to make sure we get that killed. So let's dive into that. And there's a couple misconceptions that really get in the way. I want to start by blowing those up. First, a lot of us believe that all angry customers are bad, right? If a customer's angry, it's a negative thing. And again, we're more and more with the folks that we coach in our program, I am moving to making sure that we do mindset as much. Hey, Heather, good to have you. Mindset as much, if not more, than tactical. So the reality is, and this is a perfect example of a mindset that's going to cost you money and cost you happiness in your life or bring that to you. If we see an angry customer as this is bad, it's going to this, and it's all negative, and, you know, why has this happened to me, and this guy's a jerk, and we kind of come at it that way, it is almost impossible to succeed. So the first thing that we want to do is take control over the state or the response, the state that we're in or the response that we give to a pissed off customer. So when they complain, you get 2 options. One, you could look at it as this guy's a jerk. It's his fault. They don't know. He's always a complainer. He doesn't know. My people aren't lying, blah, blah, blah. Excuse, externalize, 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 right? Blame the world on this problem. The second thing we could do, which is equally true, just is more opportunity for your business and for you, is go, this is an opportunity to improve, right? This is an opportunity to improve. So anytime, I think some of the best inventions, innovations in business come from somebody being frustrated, right? Either the inventor or something got ahead of frustrations that I could do better, or one of your customers said, hey, this is a problem, and we solved that problem. We go, hey, this could be a whole new business. So, and all that has to do with mindset. If you look at upset customers or complaining customers as a nuisance or a thorn in your side, that's what you're going to get. If you look at that as an opportunity to transform your business, you're going to get that. So that's going to be the first thing, is we want to make sure we control our mindset and our response to upset customers. All right. I want to give you an example. I share this a lot with our paid clients of how to deal with customers when they're angry. And again, trust me, I owned a car dealership and we had employees. So by the time they would get to me, they weren't just a little bit pissed. They were a whole lot of pissed off, right? They had dealt with a salesperson, a finance manager, our general manager. They dealt with two or three people. And when they got to me, they were good and ready to fight. So I'm going to give you the trick. And it's so frustrating because I would teach my people this, my employees this, and they never, I shouldn't say they never learned, but they'd make the same mistake over and over again. So here's my mastermind way I dealt with this. And this is in the car business. We were dealing with expensive stuff. So they'd come to me pissed off, ready for a fight. And the way I would diffuse it immediately is just to say, listen, we don't make money by getting customers pissed off and making people angry with us. We make money by having lots of happy customers. So let's start here. Whatever you want, we're gonna do that. And that's that. How's that for, are we okay? So whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you think, we're wrong, you're right. We're gonna make sure you lead happy. Deal? 100% of the people said deal, they like that. And immediately they went from being furious and I'm gonna do this and that, and I want the world, to coming down to a reasonable place. And I know you're thinking, well, but if I do that, aren't they gonna take advantage of me? Maybe, they might try. So here's how that looked with us. And it was frustrating too, because I would tell my employees I was gonna do that, and again, it was because we had such good employees and our core value was so strong, all the employees treated the business like it was their business. So they didn't wanna give away a bunch of stuff. And oftentimes the people were a little bit wrong or a lot wrong, right? They'd lied or they'd done some stuff and they definitely weren't right. And my employees would get pissed off and they wanted to protect our business. So they would be like, well, this guy's a dirtbag or he's lying or he's whatever. And then they would just get, no, never would the customer go, wow, you're right, I am a dirtbag. Thank you so much for explaining that. I was confused. Never happened, not even once. So I would always tell my employees, that's what I'm going to do. So you could do that, right? As opposed to waiting until they get to me and they're really pissed. You could just say, hey, whatever you need, we're going to make it right. Now, for the folks going, well, what do you do if they try and take advantage of you? Here's a beautiful thing. And this, I don't think I had to do this more than two or three times. When they started getting really insane, so even, and again, 80, 90, close to 100% of the time when I would just say, hey, you win, whatever you want, we're going to do that. They would calm right down. And then they would immediately start telling me why it's okay. Well, to be fair, you guys weren't that bad. Because again, when I push, they push back. That's how it goes. When I turn the other cheek and just go, whatever you need, whatever you want, you're right, we're going to make it right. Their anger, their frustration, it just goes right down, right? So again, you got to look at it as an opportunity. So and for those of you going, well, what if they're going to take advantage of me? They're going, whatever. Well, here's what happened. If and when, on the very, very rare occasion, they were going to lose their mind and just be whatever, I go, you know what? You're absolutely right. Doesn't seem like we're going to be able to make you happy. So why don't you just give me the keys to our car? I'll have a cashier's check up here in about 12 minutes. 0% of the time did people take advantage of that, right? So that's how we can, and what that looks like in your world is, gosh, they just complain and complain and complain and ruin your life. You don't go to them and tell them, our people didn't do that, and you're lying, you didn't do that, and blah, blah. You argue with them, you're always going to lose. Even if you're 1,000% right, trying to solve their emotional problem with your logic is just never going to work out for you or for them. So what that looks like in your world, if they are crazy people and you go, whatever you need, whatever you want, you're unhappy, that doesn't work. We're here to make happy customers. If you're not a happy customer, we're going to do whatever it takes. How that looks is if they're just not happy, go, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and stop paying, or here's the money back for the last clean. And we will, obviously we're not going to be able to help you. We'll get out of your hair. So that's how you make sure that they don't take advantage. Okay. So again, we've got to make sure that when we hear customer complaints, we don't look at it as they're bad or whatever. We look at it as an opportunity. Two, we don't have to fight with customers when they come to us, right? You can start by letting them win. And we go back to the thing, just like when we sell them in the first place, you got to look at the real pain, right? We look at their superficial pain. We're saying, oh, they want the most clean for the least money. No, they don't. They want to feel a certain way. They want to feel something. People, when they come in pissed off, it's the same thing, right? You think it's like, well, we broke your vase and they want us to pay for the vase and blah, blah. They don't want any of that crap. They feel like they've been taken advantage of, or not being heard and not being loved, and that your company's mistreating them. They want to feel feel like they're being treated great. So a lot of times just, oh my gosh, that vase is, and again, if you get on the same side of the table with them and start pointing at you and how bad you are, a lot of times they'll lose steam, right? So say you broke a vase and you're like, well, you don't understand, that vase was super valuable. And you start arguing with them. It wasn't that valuable. They're just going to double down. But if you go, holy crap, that is the most beautiful vase I've ever seen. If I were you, I'd be furious. I'd probably want to sue us for $1 billion and want to own our company because that was the nicest vase I think I've ever seen in my life. And if I lost it, I would be so furious, I'd probably be punching me in the face right now, right? You go so far to that side, any reasonable human beings go, well, to be fair, the vase wasn't that nice. I got it. And they calm down. So if you start agreeing with them and pointing at you and their side and how terrible you and your company are, a lot of times they'll come around and go, you know what? I'm beating a dead horse. This guy gets it. They just want to feel that you understand them and that they're loved and you recognize their pain and what they're feeling. And once you do that, a lot of times they don't even want the money. Lachelle says, perfect timing. I literally just walked out on an unfinished job. Never could have I imagined being taken advantage of for months. Couldn't take another moment. Michelle says, ownership, all caps, lots of exclamations. Yes, yes, all that is 1,000% yes. Okay. Another thing, complaints are bad for our business. People think that. Again, this is a lot of mindset thing. And I have found it to be the exact opposite. What's bad for your business is customers quitting, right? My least favorite is customers that say nothing. They say nothing. And all of a sudden they just take off. They're gone. They quit. They give you the notice. And you didn't even know there's a problem. That's bad for business. That's the system. That's what we need to create systems and processes to make sure it never happens. When customers complain, they're going, I'm going to leave if I don't get my needs met, and you have the opportunity to meet their needs. And again, it's so much easier to meet their needs than go find a brand new customer who doesn't know or like or trust you and get the opportunity to meet their needs. So much easier just to meet the needs of a customer that you have. So we've got to start moving from complaints are bad for business to the much more effective and much more true and much more profitable mindset of lack of complaints are bad. Just people quitting without saying anything because they don't even have the respect or care about you enough to communicate that to you. That is a problem. Complaints is an opportunity. So really important that we focus and take control on how we look at all of these situations. And again, neither of those, these are all perspective, right? That you could argue for one way or another. You could argue, well, when customers complain, I have to stop what I'm doing. It means we're not doing a good job. I have to go fix it. I could be doing other things. There's 20 reasons you could make a case, a good case, why it's bad. I guess the thing I'm trying to communicate is you want to make sure that you are picking the most profitable or the most effective mindset to adopt, right? So if your goal is to grow and to enjoy your business and to have employees that love your business, love being a part of it and live your core values, for us, it's having fun, making money, being real and helping out. So here, let me just show you what that looks like with your core values. If I have a customer complain that we're not doing a good job, well, let's just take it with my core values. Have fun. Is it fun for when customers complain about me doing a good job? It's not fun for the customer. It's not fun for me. Don't love it. So how do we fix that? Well, we could just, you know, stop listening to their complaints. That's going to violate our other core values. Or we could up our game. So that shows me there's an opportunity to up our game. Be real. They are actually doing my core values when they complain, right? They're being honest with me and telling me I'm not happy with the service. So they would be violating core value if they weren't real, if they wouldn't tell me. So it's hard for me to get mad at them. One of my core values is to be real, and I want to be real with them, and I expect them to be real with me. So they're doing that. So that's, so far, have fun. They violated that core value. They're doing a good job by being real. How about making money? Is it profitable for me when they complain? Well, if I don't handle it right, we're going to talk about that coming up, it can be very unprofitable. If I handle it right, there's an opportunity for profit. And help out, right? They're giving me the opportunity to help out by telling me there's a problem. So always look at it through your core values. And if you look, when I put it through the lens of my core values, I see a big opportunity to help out and have more fun and make more money. So I look at complaints as an opportunity, and I want you to do the same thing. Renee says, learn from it. If it's consistently from the same client, goodbye. Love it. Alicia says, same and only client done. Got it. So there's another thing that just absolutely kills us. So what was I going to say? I think I want, there's, oh, there's one other thing I want to talk about. So oftentimes we think that once a customer complains, somehow they don't love us or they're a bad customer or a bad fit. And now the relationship is broken forever. And really what that is us oftentimes just being lazy, right? Because we don't really want to go fix it, right? We let it fester. And then there's this weird thing between us, right? Like if I owe somebody money, I want to make sure I pay him as soon as possible because it's weird if I owe money and we don't bring it up. Same thing, you know, I feel like there's something in a relationship, I want to hurry up and make it right. So we've got to do the same thing. When we've got customers that complain, instead of ignoring it or trying to bury it or let it go. And then the customer's like, man, he didn't even think about it. And then it makes everything weird. I go over the top to fix it, right? Upset customers are a huge opportunity to blow them away with surprise and delight. So here's the reality of the situation. A story is going to be told, right? At the end of this interaction, however this resolves itself or however you choose to take charge and resolve it, the customer is going to tell a story. You can't stop that. They're going to talk. You can have a huge say in what that story is. So when they complain and you argue with them and tell them they're wrong or ignore it or do all sorts of what I would consider to be easier routes that are far less effective and far less profitable, that story is going to be, I told them and they're going to embellish, right? I said there was, you know, this, and they're going to make it bigger and worse than it really was. And they're going to tell it a lot of times. The other opportunity is you can go nuts to fix it. I use this example periodically with a restaurant. If I go to McDonald's and I order a Big Mac and they screw it up or do something wrong, they'll just get me a new one and that's that, because it's McDonald's. Mastro's is one of our favorite steakhouses we go to. I forget one, and only we had one time where the smallest thing went wrong. It's hard for me to even find an example of anything going wrong because our systems and processes are so tight. But we came in, we had a reservation. We sat there for, I think, 4.5 minutes, maybe five. Someone came in after us and they sat them. And I forget what happened. We just barely mentioned it. They went nuts. They're like, oh my gosh, we will give you a free appetizer. We'll give you free this. They went overboard. Apple's another example. I went in to buy a computer and told them what I needed. They're like, oh, you don't need the, instead of selling me the top level thing, they're like, oh no, this base level thing will be fine. You don't need to buy the fancy one. So I bought that one. And it wasn't fine. It wasn't enough. It turns out I did need the nicer one.